This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Tigers on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Jason, hello, good morning.
Hey, guys, how are y'all?
Doing great. What about this Auburn basketball team? Lost 2-0 for the first time this year, and they've got a big one Saturday afternoon against South Carolina for a chance at an SEC championship. Give us an update since we last talked to you last week. What's the story with this Auburn basketball team? What are the issues?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, first of all, your guards haven't played very well and hadn't shot the ball very well. And you know, when that happens, it makes it a struggle. But I mean, I think as much as anything, go on the road in this league against anybody, and it's tough. You go on the road in this league right now against Florida and Arkansas, and it's probably doubly tough. And you look, and I thought they were tired Saturday after having played Alabama with only seven guys. I thought they were worn down going on the road. And then, you know, quick turnaround, basically a Saturday night game in Gainesville, a Tuesday night game in Fayetteville, Arkansas. I think that just you know, you saw a dead leg basketball team, and I think that shows up in jump shots, and especially for Jared Harper, Bryce Brown. And so I think, you know, an extra day of rest this week playing on Tuesday should help. And then I think, boy, next week not having to play till Friday, I think should be a big-time boost for this team, just to be able to get your legs back underneath you a little bit and try to find a little bit of a rhythm again.
Yeah, four games in 11 days, three of them on the road for this basketball team. You mentioned Harper and Brown as well, but Jared Harper with some fatigue. They ask him, I think, a little bit more offensively than even Bryce Brown, who's a three-point shooter. What's the antidote for Harper? What's the key to getting him turned around?
Yeah, I think it's just having a little bit of you know, time. Without Mustafa Heron against Alabama, and with Bryce Brown not 100%, you know, it put a lot of the pressure on Jared to be the playmaker against Alabama, and I think that one game really, really knocked him down for almost a week. I think it was tough to recover from that for him. And you know, besides the fact that, you know, they played with seven, it was also an emotional game. And so you have those two things to deal with. And, you know, the loss of Anthony McLemore is still, you know, something that you're dealing with and trying to figure out, playing rotations, those things. And so, hey, you go and say, hey, another man down, and, you know, you don't play particularly well. It's easy to see why, you know, you've lost a couple of games in a row on the road. And even with that, as bad as it's been, you know, Jared and Bryce were combined 1-for-15 at Arkansas on Tuesday night, and it was a 6-point game with, you know, what 4 minutes or so left. That's pretty remarkable that you're in the game with a team that shot, I think they made 7 out of their first 10 threes, and Auburn's best 2 shooters made 1-of-15, and you're still in the game. And so I think it shows you that, hey, you start knocking down a couple of shots, and this team could get things rolling again pretty quickly.
Jason, when Auburn went to South Carolina, they got beat. What needs to happen Saturday for that not to repeat at Auburn Arena?
Yeah, I think you look, and obviously it's a challenge because basketball is, every sport's about matchups. Basketball is in particular about matchups. And you look at it, and South Carolina's a physical team, and they get after you. I think for Auburn, you got to have Horace Spencer give you 20 or more minutes. And I think, to me, the key right now is, you know, Mustafa Heron had that stomach bug and missed 4 or 5 straight days of either practice or a game. And Chimo Kiki hasn't had to play, you know, those 30-plus minute games until recently. To me, I think those two guys need to become more of a focal point of offense. Now, obviously, Mustafa always is. But, you know, you lose at Arkansas Tuesday night. Chima plays 31 minutes, has 10 rebounds, no turnovers, but only 4 shots. He's got to get more shots. He's a guy that is an offensive weapon, particularly when he's playing the 5. You got to make somebody come out and guard him. I thought, you know, he was a guy that was really big in that Alabama win and knocking down shots, doing those things. And to to not get really involved offensively the other night, I thought was a mistake. And I think that's the guy that they got to get more touches to.
Jason Caldwell from inside the Auburn Tigers. Auburn underway with spring football practice. There's not going to be a lot of details made available, but I will submit that a lot of the most important work that'll be done during the offseason for Auburn has already been done and are being done. All of the offseason workouts have begun, and boy, you look at the amount of work that was done under Ryan Russell last year in January, February, March. There are guys who certainly could benefit from that offseason program and making their push for playing time in the fall. Who are some of those players who need to have good off seasons and spring practices for Auburn?
Yeah, I think to me it starts on the offensive line, Barry. I think you're looking, somebody asked me yesterday, what do you get from the first day of spring, which is later this afternoon?
And yeah,
I said, what I want to see is a couple of guys. Rodarius Ham, who's a redshirt freshman offensive lineman that dealt with leukemia, got over that and it caused him to miss a full fall. But he's back and trying to continue to get that strength back, get in shape. And we had a really good bowl practice on the offensive line, but it was about 6'5", 350. I want to see what he is now after when he can cut it loose in a winter conditioning program. And if he could be 325, that's a guy that I think no matter what is going to play somewhere. He may be a guy that slides out and could be one of those guys at offensive tackle because he's a pretty athletic big man. And then Calvin Ashley, the other one, the big freshman, five-star offensive tackle, was about 6'5", 6'6", about 350 last year. And normally that first year, kind of cut away, and then they add back kind of what they want to add back. I want to see kind of how he's progressed, through this last couple of months of strength and conditioning as they get ready for spring. Because the offensive line, obviously four seniors that are gone from there. You got some experience back at three or four guys, but there are going to be a lot of mixing and matching and shuffling on that offensive line in the spring. So I want to see what those guys look like.
Jason, it sounds like it's not going to be much of a spring for Jarrett Stidham. They know what he can do. Not really that important. Just maybe, I guess, go through some of the routine just to stay fresh. But in terms of really having a tough spring, it doesn't seem like that's going to be the case.
No, he had that shoulder surgery after the season. To clean some things up, non-throwing shoulder. And it was something that had been bothering him for, I think, the last five or six games, and didn't really let that out until after it was over with, had surgery. And so I think much like we saw last spring with a guy like Sean White, nothing really before spring break for him. After spring break, I expect him to throw maybe some 7-on-7, 1-on-1 kind of things, but no contact, obviously, for him, and I don't think that's a big deal for them. But what's going to give Malik Willis and Joey Gatewood a tremendous opportunity to get a lot of reps and a lot of live reps in the spring at that quarterback position, which I think can be really beneficial for those two guys heading into next year.
Serious question here. We understand reports that Auburn will have tight ends coach Larry Porter will also assume duties as Auburn's special teams coordinator, and you've told us before about how much Auburn loses with Carlson and the whatever you call it, the battery snapper, holder, kicker. Really, how much work is done in the spring on special teams, Jason, and how important is that?
Yeah, I think mostly they will just kind of do some basics, alignment things, trying to figure out maybe where they'd like to see some guys when they get into the fall, but not as much in the spring in terms of special teams. I think you'll see now, you mentioned the kicker, holder, snapper. I think that's where this starts to develop, getting those guys some live drills to kind of see how they handle the pressure, do those things, and kind of figure out who you want to work with Anders Carlson back there, Daniel's younger brother, at the kicker position. So I think you'll see some of those things, but as far as getting, you know, real technical and return setup, kick coverages, all those things. Not a lot done right now. That's stuff that you you really start to mix in August.
With all of that, basketball and football, we note that the Auburn baseball team has started 9-0 this year. Surprised about that? There have been some really competitive games. The Troy game that I visited with you at was competitive, and Auburn goes and they win a close one against a South Alabama team that was in the top 20. Any surprises on this Auburn baseball team to this point, Jason?
Yeah, not a surprise that they're undefeated. I thought this team had a chance to be pretty good. I think probably the only surprise is they're undefeated and haven't really played well for the most part. I mean, they've played well in stretches. I think they've done a good job of clutch hitting, two-out hitting. I think heading into this week, they'd scored 41 runs with two outs in eight games, which is that's incredible to score that many two-out runs. That's how you win baseball games. And so
yeah.
I think you're looking at them now heading into the weekend against BYU, just continuing to kind of find the groove for Casey Mize and Davis Daniel after both those guys set out the fall to kind of rest and recover. And then, you know, you look offensively, and they've got different guys producing at different times. But they hadn't really put it all together except for one game where they scored, you know, 25 runs. You know, those older guys that they're counting on to carry carry a lot of the weight. Like, you know, Luke Jarvis had a 3-run homer against South Alabama the other night. But you're looking, you know, Dylan Ingram hasn't really found it yet. Jay Estes hasn't found it yet. Josh Anthony hasn't really. Those are the guys that they're counting on that they knew what they had, and they haven't really stepped up yet. And so I think they're, you know, the thing is you know, if and when those guys kind of come through, then this team had a chance to do some good things.
I like the idea of the BYU series, Friday at 5, doubleheader Saturday starting early. I really like that, and I love the coverage of Auburn Athletics from AUTigers.com. Jason, how do people get all the information you provide?
Yeah, they can check us out at AUTigers.com. And like you said, a whole lot of previews. We have our last preview of the defensive line heading into today's first spring practice for the Tigers. We'll have coverage from Gus Malzahn. We'll have him before practice today, kind of talk about kind of what he expects in the spring, and then we'll have photos, videos from practice today. But basketball, like you said, Saturday 2:30 against South Carolina to close out the regular season. Doubleheader for baseball Saturday. A couple of softball games. It will be a wide-open weekend, so keep us locked in at AUTigers.com.
Jason, great stuff, man. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. We will talk again next week.
Sounds good, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy, on our Dreamland Barbecue.